Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On the day of the March for Life, Liberty Counsel filed an amicus brief before the United States Supreme Court requesting the High Court to review a case coming out of Alabama involving so-called dismemberment abortions of live unborn babies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this case originated in Alabama. The Alabama legislature passed a law prohibiting what's called DNE, dilation and evacuation, also what the court called dismemberment abortions. That's really what's happening. Dismemberment abortions is something that happens later in the abortion process, second, third trimester, where the baby is too big to be evacuated, ripped out of the mother's womb by a suction tube or a cannula. So what they do is they take forceps inside the uterus and they grab body parts, as gross as this is. This is what happens. They grab body parts. They'll grab, for example, an arm, and they'll pull the baby up to the opening of the uterus so that it can't come out. And so there's tension, and they continue to hold onto the arm with the forceps. They pull it until it's tight, and then they twist and rip off one part at a time. And the law says that is banned. This brutal procedure is banned. The Federal Court of Appeals, Matt, ultimately struck that down reluctantly, saying that it would be unconstitutional, quote unquote, under the Supreme Court's precedent. But then they criticized the High Court, said, High Court, you have caused a constitutional aberration in this area of law of abortion, constitutional aberration. And one of the judges asked specifically for the High Court to review and reverse Roe versus Wade. They said that we're not the High Court. We have to follow your opinions. That case now has been requested for review before the High Court, and Liberty Counsel joined in, and we filed a brief before the High Court asking them to take this case and review it and ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
And we are in a position now in American history where there, and since 1973, since the horrific Roe v. Wade shameful decision, we are in a position now with the makeup of the Supreme Court and potentially even a stronger makeup if Ruth Bader Ginsburg were to resign, which is many people are anticipating, and a pro-life justice was appointed. We are in a position now where Roe v. Wade may indeed in the near future be overturned.
46 years, 60 plus million died since 1973. But what we have here is a law that actually bans this brutal procedure. And they quoted the lower court, the Court of Appeals, quoted Justice Kennedy, who has retired. Now, when this opinion was written, he was still on the bench. So they're writing specifically to him because everybody knew he would be the swing vote on this and other abortion-related issues. So this opinion was crafted to speak directly to him. And what they did is they threw back at him and the High Court, his own description in a previous case in which he describes this brutal procedure of ripping apart babies in the womb. And it's graphic. It's in the opinion. And you know what? This Court of Appeals also cited to our amicus brief, because we filed a brief at the Court of Appeals there and at the Supreme Court. We represent the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the American College of Pediatricians. And in that brief, which the lower court cited, we talk about how the baby develops and how the unborn baby feels pain as early as 8 weeks gestation, and that this is cruel and unusual punishment. And we urge the court to uphold that law. Well, we have filed a similar brief before the High Court so that they too can see the scientific evidence of what's happening in the womb. So that is there now. We'll hear from the High Court later this year whether they take this case. And Matt, if they take it, it's possible they could actually have it argued and decided by the end of June. If not, it would be put on the calendar for the fall argument, decided probably by the end of this year.
Yeah, an amazing position we find ourselves in. And you mentioned science. The pro-abortion lobby, the pro-LGBT lobby, all of those leftist extremist philosophies are anti-science. And if the courts were to actually look at the evidence, at the merits, at the facts, and at the science, this is a no-brainer. An unborn child is a human life in a different stage of development. It is homicide. It is genocide. And there can be no refuting that fact.
You know, and we need to pray for this nation to understand the value, the sanctity of life that God has created. You know, because we are one of seven countries that allow children to be killed in this barbaric way. So it's so tragic that we have come to this point. So we need to pray for this ship to turn around.
Yes, and when you look at the real facts from the development of this child, from the moment of conception, when the sperm and the egg unite, and there's that fertilized egg, and there is a unique, at that moment, DNA that never before has existed and never will exist exactly like that.
And all of us were at that stage at one time.
Yeah. The only difference between that moment of conception and now is time.
Right. Yep.
That's the only difference.
In development, yeah.
Right.
In development.
It's still a child.
Time, yeah. It's just time. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And so that unique human being in the DNA, your eye color, your hair color is established at 8 days. The brain waves begin at 21 weeks when you don't even know that you're pregnant. You would not know that you're pregnant at 21 days, I should say.
And the baby's heart is beating.
The heart starts beating. So we're talking about 3 weeks, 21 days. The heart starts beating. When you see these signs, abortion takes a human life, or abortion stops a beating heart.
Yeah.
Every abortion stops a beating heart.
But for some third-party intervention to kill that human being, left alone with time, or you know, a natural, sometimes there are miscarriages and so forth, but for that third-party intervention and that third-party homicide, that human being would be born and just continue and grow.
Right. And so many women have bought the lie. They're under stress. They don't know what to do. Maybe a friend tells them. They go to abortion clinic. They're not going to get counsel there. You're not going to see an ultrasound to see what's inside of your body. That's why these crisis pregnancy centers are there, to give counsel, to give help, to assist you through the pregnancy, to show you that little human being, that miraculous life that God allows us to be able to be a part of, and allows women particularly the amazing opportunity to be the bearer of a brand new, distinct human being. And, you know, when they get too big and you can't suck them through this high-powered vacuum cleaner, which is what happens in the earlier stages, literally, it's like taking a big tube and putting it against your body. And the suction is so hard, it just pulls you apart inside of it. When they get too big for that, you have to dismember them. And that's what this law says. No more dismemberment abortions. This will be, if accepted by the High Court, a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade. Pray, in fact, that the Supreme Court reverses this decision, this horrible decision going back to 1973, and ultimately stops the shedding of innocent blood, and also that in America we return to a culture that respects the sanctity of human life. There's two ways the High Court could ultimately reverse this. One, just simply say we were wrong and send it back to the states. That means in most states the sanctity of human life will be protected, except in some radical states that want to continue abortion. Or two, they ought to address the original question that Roe versus Wade said we're not going to address, and that is, does life begin at conception?
Mm-hmm.
That was the question, and they said we're not going to address that. If they address it, the answer is yes, and that would impose, that would create a sanctity of human life, a human person protection across the country, and that's what I think the court ought to do. Pray for this case and others. that we return to a culture that respects life. LC.org, that's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. lc.org.